Dad had sat out in the pumpkin patch before we started our season, and he wrote this prayer and prayed it over our pumpkin crop. And I want you to hear what's in it, and I want you to hear what's not in it. It says, "Thank you, Lord, for your many blessings. Lord, I ask that you put anointing on these little pumpkins, that whoever touches them or wherever they go, that children and adults would develop into godly Christian people, that they would develop a boldness, that they are not to be afraid to tell others about you, that you would put them in front of the people you want them to speak to give the words you would want them to say, that they become godly parents, teachers, music ministers, pastors, doctors, evangelists, politicians, and other leaders, just plain good, godly Christian citizens that adore you, that they learn to seek God's wisdom in everything they do and help them to become godly leaders of tomorrow." What wasn't in there was profit. What wasn't in there was production. What wasn't in there was disease management. What was in there was the impact that was going to be eternal in the lives of the folks that touch these pumpkins every single day.